All right, welcome to a special edition of the Illegal Curve, it's not the hockey show, but an Illegal Curve chat with newly signed Jeff Mellott, who played for both the Manitoba Moose and made his NHL debut with the Winnipeg Jets. So, Jeff, how you doing? How you feeling right now in August?
Good, feeling good. Enjoying the summer. Just skating lots, staying in the gym, and then relaxing when I can, and, kind of getting excited to ramp things up for camp here.
Well, now that the season's been over for a little bit, what are some of your reflections on your second season as a pro?
Yeah, I think, definitely the length of the season is one thing. You know, with that first COVID year, it was only about 36 games. So that was kind of a new obstacle introduced to me. I'm used to the kind of the college season. And I think it was a pretty smooth adjustment into, a 70 game or 68 game season. But yeah, that was kind of one thing I wanted to focus on through the summer, is kind of get ready for, a long, long season ahead. And then it's been tough, like sitting at home watching playoffs. It's like you want to make your opportunities count. So I think going into next year, we'll have a lot of guys, with that playoff experience now, and kind of know how quickly it can be over. And I think we'll have a lot of guys really motivated.
I didn't think after the COVID year that we'd be able to talk about a uniqueness of a group again, but really you guys kind of continued that into last season. So, and I know like when we talked to you and some of the other guys during the exit interviews or the end of season media availability, I should say, the guys were going to the cabin in Ontario. You guys were all sticking together as a group. And even, for the 48 hours after that Game 5 against Milwaukee, you guys were all still hanging out and being together. I mean, it's one thing I don't really want to get lost in the season being over, is that uniqueness and how close this group was. And it seems like you might have an opportunity, depending obviously where you're playing, but to run it back a lot with a lot of these guys who you see now signing here with the Moose, in the last few weeks.
Yeah. I mean, that's something that's really exciting. It's like leading up to last year, we were kind of having the same conversations where we're like a lot of these key components, a lot of these, these leaders and these guys that, contribute to our locker room environment, they're coming back. And I think we're kind of realizing the same thing going into next year, is that it's basically a big chunk of that same group, and with one more year of experience under our belts. So I think, a lot of our focus is going to be on continuing to build on those aspects and continuing to kind of develop as a group. And I think, the more time we spend together, the closer we get and the more we learn. And I think it's a great opportunity.
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention your shootout goal that went viral, the game winner. And sometimes that can be a little bit uncomfortable, but I don't know. It seemed like you guys had fun with it. You embraced it. You guys obviously made a commercial, which I still have folks, reaching out to me who say that was hilarious and that you guys did that. So what was it like, obviously in the moment, and then after the fact, kind of embracing that, it's going on like Barstool, everybody's playing it. Everybody's focused on it. Bar Down had it here, in the States, they were covering it. So what was that moment like for you?
Yeah, we were just kind of laughing. Like when everyone came off, guys were like more so making fun of me for ever doing something like that. And then I was just kind of laughing at myself with them. Like we were all just kind of, we were just happy we won. And we were just kind of like at that point goofing around. And then it started kind of to roll in, and we're like in the cold tubs and we're kind of doing our treatment and stuff. And we just started like laughing even more about it, because nobody really thought anyone would care about it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it's funny, like I'll see guys in the summer for the first time, and that's, the first thing they bring up is kind of just that, like how funny that was or whatever. But yeah, it's weird, because like no one ever meant for it to get like that. We just kind of thought it would be a funny joke, inside the locker room. But I don't know. It's funny.
There's a lot of, you guys had a lot of fun because you guys were such a close group, but obviously there's, it's not just about fun and games. You want to win those games, and you guys had your kind of the first taste of pro hockey playoffs. So what did you learn now that you've had some time to reflect on the five games against Milwaukee, especially going, having your back up against the wall and having to try and, fight to see if you could continue your playoff lives?
Yeah. One of the big takeaways is like those first two games where we just felt like we were kind of outperforming for the majority of the night. We felt like we had, the majority of control and the chances, and things just weren't going in. I think one thing a lot of us took away was just kind of continuing to, you know, have your foot on the gas. Don't try and change too much when things are going well. And then, you know, just realize that with volume, those chances will start to go in. Then at the same time, getting to that game five, I think with those four games leading up to game five, I think a lot of us thought we were, you know, unanimously the better team. And I think maybe that fifth game, we just thought if we would play the same game, we'd come out with, you know, a favorable result. But, you know, really, Milwaukee made a lot of adjustments, and they came out with, you know, a different gear that we hadn't seen that series yet. And I think one big thing moving forward is just going to be, you know, any team in the playoffs can win on any given night, and it's going to be a league full of solid teams. So especially in those game fives, game sevens, those elimination games, you really got to show up.
And, you know, I mean, from your perspective, I mean, how awesome is that, right? I mean, obviously you would have preferred to win that game, you know, move into the next round, try and play Chicago. That would have been a great series as well. But just the growth opportunity for you as a young player, because that's what, you know, head coach Mark Morrison talked about, was that how important it was. He said two rounds, but, you know, even from the one round that you guys experienced, especially kind of in the manner that you experienced it, you'll be able to benefit from that moving forward into the regular season and obviously into playoffs, whether that's at the NHL level or at the AHL level.
Yeah. I mean, there's just such an intensity in playoffs, and there's so much at stake every given night. I mean, a five-game series can swing like that, right? Like, it's really not a lot of room for error. So when you're looking at, you know, the opportunity given in terms of, you know, potential five-on-four scenarios, or, you know, late game closing a game out, or trying to come back, you know, there's just so many different scenarios that have so much at stake and require that much more focus and that much more, you know, attention to detail. And I think having that approach, you know, at the end of the season last year, and kind of that being the freshest, you know, hockey in our minds, I think that's something that's definitely going to have a pretty big impact, you know, moving forward to next year right out of the gate.
And I know they often say you can't continue what you started or what you ended with. So, I mean, you know, the season ended with the loss in game five. Is it possible to bring that forward? I mean, obviously you have that muscle memory, you know what it takes to win in the playoffs, you've learned. So is it, can it continue into the regular season, or is it more so you have that mentality for when playoffs come about next time?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of both. Like, I think it would be hard to play, you know, 70 games with that play, you know, do or die playoff mentality. And I think that might, you know, that might take away from some other things we want to develop on if we were, you know, just so tense every game, you know, trying to with a do or die mentality. But I mean, as soon as the playoffs come around, like, that's kind of a gear you want to have access to as well. So, you know, maybe that's just something that we were reminded of throughout the year. And then when playoffs do come around, we add that mentality to the systematic and the, you know, just the developmental approach that we've had for the entirety of the season.
Well, we have to, of course, mention your NHL debut. Now that you've had some time to reflect on that, what has that meant to you? And have you had any more, like I said, because it's hard, you know, even when you're ahead of it, you're obviously, there's the nerves. Then afterwards, you're still kind of like in the season. So it's hard to really be able to reflect and enjoy it. But now that you've had some time, you know, in the summer, what have your thoughts been about, you know, making your debut in such a historic building like in Chicago?
Yeah, it was definitely a cool, very, very cool building to play my first NHL game in. And, you know, throughout the day leading up to it, that's all anybody ever said is, oh man, that anthem in Chicago. I mean, just the energy that the fans bring. You know, I was really, really fortunate. And yeah, looking back on it, I'm glad my family was there. I'm glad I got to enjoy that with my family and my girlfriend. And, you know, having all the guys I knew the Moose were watching back in, I think they were in Rockford. And I think those guys were, maybe it was Iowa. They finished up that game in Iowa and they were able to catch some of it. So, you know, there was a lot of, you know, overwhelming support from a lot of different, you know, systems. But, yeah, it was just a really, really special night that, you know, I'd been thinking about and hoping for a while and working towards for a while. And if anything, it just kind of, you know, makes you want more.
Yeah, and that's what we've talked about with a lot of guys who, I mean, a lot of your Moose teammates were fortunate this year, right? Because a lot of guys made debuts and a lot of guys spoke to that. It's a great first step, but it doesn't end it, right? Like, you've got that hunger for more but it's a good thing, right? It's good to be able to get it out of the way. You have that debut done, and now you can just focus on making, you know, getting your second, your third, your fourth, your fifth game. But, you know, did you hear from a lot of friends and family around that time and subsequent to that, like now in summer, do people still talk to you about it? Or is it kind of like, you know, people leave you alone to just kind of train and focus on next season?
Yeah, no, it's cool. Like, there's family members and, you know, extended friends and that I haven't seen yet since that night. So yeah, people are, you know, happy to, you know, excited to kind of express their happiness and kind of me achieving that goal. But yeah, people are like, you know, a lot of friends and family were great reaching out when it happened. And then even, yeah, when I catch them for the first time in the summer, you know, they still express that happiness for me. So that's, you know, it's great. Like, it makes me, you know, again, just like want to continue achieving goals and continue, you know, hitting kind of milestones and developing.
Jeff, are you the kind of guy who keeps mementos? So do you keep your, like, would you get the chance to keep that jersey or a stick or a puck from that game? Like, you know, I don't know. So I'm just curious, like, are you the kind of guy who does that sort of thing?
Yeah. Like, you know, guys will make fun of me or like, just like if they ever, you know, see my room, but like I got like a dresser that's just like, I'm sure like most guys, like I got a dresser that's just like, you know, a puck or a whatever, or something. It's some lame trophy from like, you know, a decade ago that I should probably just throw out by now. But no, it's cool. There's a big, like, I got a big dresser with a bunch of stuff from school and it kind of just all accumulates there. But I was lucky enough, one of the refs threw me a game puck and kind of said congrats. And yes, that was cool. And then was able to get the jersey from the game too. So that's something I might frame up. But yeah, it's cool to kind of have those, yeah, mementos, just kind of to remember everything. Cause you know, it can kind of easily get washed away while you're just worried about the next game or, you know, you're kind of still caught up in it. So yeah, it's definitely cool to have those for when everything's all wrapped up and I'll be able to look back.
Well, you know, while you're on this journey, you don't get there by yourself. You know, of course, the family is so integral to a player's success or a person's success. And that doesn't really matter in what facet of life. But, you know, in hockey, we know how much parents sacrifice for their kids, not necessarily just in hockey. And that's going to be my next point, was how cool was it for your family to be able to see you make your NHL debut? And then I believe 3 weeks later, you know, your younger brother, Mike, made his UFC debut. And I know we've talked about it, but it's still a pretty neat achievement, right? Like, it's not every day you have two kids in professional sports have that opportunity to, one, make his NHL debut and another to make his UFC debut.
Yeah. I mean, I think Mike would kill me if I didn't correct that. He's five years older than me. So,
people, I don't know why I said younger.
No, people joke that because whenever I show up with him to a gym or something, they're always like, oh, Mike, it's your big little brother, like, because just I got a little more size on him. But
maybe that's what it is.
Oh man, it was so cool. Like, when I found it, like, we'd signed, you know, big milestone contracts within, you know, a couple weeks of each other. You know, I committed to school the same week he committed to, you know, a big professional MMA organization. And we've just had so many of these milestones along the way that have kind of paralleled each other in the timeline. And he's just like, he's one of my best friends. I spend all summer with, I've been lucky enough to spend all summer with him so far. And it's not something we always have. He's been down in California for so many years and it's great having another person who's so invested in, you know, athletics and personal development, because I just constantly have a support system that I can, you know, bounce ideas off of, or we can kind of just, you know, feel things out together. And there's always a lot of, you know, advice that he's able to provide. And I think, I mean, I know personally for myself, watching him reach that milestone and watching that fight and watching him win his debut, like I've said this a couple times, that watching him win that fight might've been the happiest I've ever been in my life. Like there's just so much love for the guy and I think our whole family, you know, really shares that support, and I'm lucky to receive that support from my family as well. And it's, you know, something that makes these achievements and these, you know, accomplishments that much better when you get to be able to share them with the, you know, this support system that's been there the entirety of the way.
You know, Jeff, is there any, I guess, benefits to training with him if you get a chance to do that? Like something that maybe, you know, traditionally, I know you generally would work out with other hockey guys, and we were talking before, you might work out with Cole Perfetti, or you might work out with guys who, you know, you gain tips on the ice for. But in terms of training, is there any benefits to working out with, you know, a UFC fighter who, I'm not suggesting you're learning grappling techniques from him, but I'm sure you were the, especially because you're the younger brother, you're probably a victim of a few of those. But is there a benefit that you've realized training with someone like that? Or is it more just the benefit of just being with, like you said, a dedicated athlete?
Yeah, I mean, there's benefits like kind of all over the map, and having him home for the summer, like even when he was in California, you know, he was always a support system. If either of us had to vent something out, or kind of if we were working through something, or, you know, it's usually the first call when you have a big update. And on the flip side, when he is home, it is just, you know, a great resource. He is just a great resource to have, because I can go into the gym and, you know, box with him or whatever, get a good workout with him. And kind of, even yesterday, we were kind of, you know, talking about how hockey workouts and, you know, force velocity curves might apply to MMA and how that might, you know, impact his training and stuff. And we're just kind of like, we're always there kind of bouncing ideas off of each other. And when we do get to go in and either work out together or, you know, do some other types of cross training, you know, it is just, it's a great workout, but at the same time, it's just an excuse to hang out for another hour. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, Jeff. And you know, one of the things you just talked about, major milestones. So I imagine one of the first calls you made recently was to him when you signed your big 2-year deal with the Winnipeg Jets. So what did that mean to you to get another contract at the NHL level with the Winnipeg Jets?
Yeah, you know, it's great. Like just even having the security of it being a multi-year deal and kind of not having to go, you know, year by year. And I think I've, you know, been I've benefited a lot from the development that I've, been fortunate enough to receive from the organization. Like there's been a lot of investment from staff and, you know, in the video room or in the gym or, you know, from development coaches. Like there's just been a lot of, you know, a lot of investment, and I've been, you know, really, really fortunate to be on the positive end of that. And I mean, it's exciting to be in the organization for, you know, at least 2 more years, because I've benefited so much from the people within.
So what was that process like for you? I mean, are you involved? Do you get involved in the nitty gritty? Do you leave it to your agent? How invested are you in the process? Or do you just simply say, where do I sign?
Yeah, mostly where do I sign? You know, I'm lucky enough to have great representation, and you know what, I think it was a pretty easy negotiation. You know, I think I'm really happy with the deal, and I'm really excited for, you know, 2 more years in Winnipeg and Manitoba. And it's just, it's some good news in the summer, but you know, it's really just kind of the beginning. You know, it's just, you know, start from scratch in September, and, you know, try to make the most of what that contract has to offer.
So, I mean, I guess you probably answered this, but I'll ask it anyways. Essentially, there's no real discussion in terms of like what your role is going to be. It's simply just your agent says, hey, we got a 2-year offer from the Jets. You say, yeah, I'm down. And then you sign it. And then you'll try and figure that out in training camp.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah. On my end, it was pretty much just, hey, we have a deal. And you know what, I was really excited. So I didn't need much convincing. And it just kind of worked out pretty quickly.
Okay, so from your exit interviews with the Moose, what were the things that they kind of gave you? You don't tell me all of it, but if there were any areas of focus they wanted you to work on?
Yeah, I mean, I think with a big frame like myself and somebody who, you know, kind of has success forechecking and around the net, it was just kind of reinforcing those things that make me effective, and then adding an element of speed to the game. And you know, I think I'm a player that has some good straightaway speed, but I think adding more, you know, dynamic footwork or adding more, you know, in tight speed or acceleration is something that you can never get enough of. So it was a lot of, you know, continue on working on soft skills around the net and kind of build up a mentality of physicality and, you know, intensity, and then work on that speed. And you know, those have kind of been my main focus points for the summer so far.
You know, Jeff, one of the things, we talk about how tight this group is, but adding a guy like Morgan Barron, obviously someone you were very close with in college, adding him in the middle part of the season, now he gets to be part of the group from the outset. So how exciting is that for you to have that connection and bring him in and make him, you know, a bigger part of the group than he already was.
Yeah. I mean, Morg's fit in so well right out of the gate, like on the ice and off the ice. He's just a guy that, you know, he's got such great character, and he's got, you know, such great attitude. Like he comes in and he's ready to work every day, and he's committed to, you know, getting better every day. And it worked so well with our group in Manitoba, because, you know, there was kind of this buzz about, you know, playoffs coming around, and not a lot of guys had been, you know, exposed to any playoff series yet. And Morgs was just as excited. And then, you know, he went up and played with the Jets for about a month there and did extremely well. And he brought that confidence back down with us for the playoffs. And the guy was on fire. Like anytime we needed a big goal, he was there for us. And I mean, just having that confidence in him in the locker room, you know, it's contagious, and you know, you never get too stressed out when you know you have a guy like that who comes up with those timely goals.
And that's one of the things we talk about, right? Is how much you can develop from the playoffs. And he, like you said, he's four straight games with a goal for the Moose when you guys needed timely goals or not. He was there. He was able to deliver. So is that one of the things that folks in, you know, Manitoba and the Jets are going to be excited about with a player like Morgan Barron? Because he really does seem to be able to look like he's about to take his game to that next level.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's a big frame. He thinks the game so well. His shot is so lethal. He's great at picking his spots, shooting, and he works his tail off. So, I mean, that's a type of player that anybody in Winnipeg or Manitoba should be extremely excited to have.
From your perspective, like obviously you're training all summer, you're getting ready for the season, but do you look at the Jets roster? Do you look at like maybe there's uncertainty in that, or there's an opportunity, I should use that word because that seems to be the best one to use. There's an opportunity for a player to take that next step, to take that role because of a couple of factors. Obviously the Jets haven't signed a ton of players, which isn't, you know, news. And they also have a new coaching staff. So that kind of those two things combined, do you see that as an opportunity for your player like yourself, not necessarily needing a clean slate because you've improved every single year and you're leading goal scorer, almost leading points guy, until Mikey Essiemont had that hat trick against Abbotsford. He kind of stole the wind out of your thunder, out of your sails. But do you see that as an opportunity, or do you just try and focus on what you can control, which is how you're training to get ready for the summer?
Yeah, it's almost kind of the same approach. Like, in the past couple of years, I've looked at training camp as just an opportunity in general. And I mean, last year at training camp, I learned a lot. I got a lot of great exposure playing in those couple of preseason games. And, you know, I think I, even in that short, you know, 2 weeks, I think I developed a lot and learned a new respect for the pace of the NHL. And I think I've just been kind of focusing on that in similar ways this summer, where, you know, I'm just trying to get ready to show up to camp in as best shape as possible, you know, and as sharp as possible. And I think, every year, I think there's a great opportunity, you know, to be had at camp. And I'm just kind of excited to get in there and, you know, start playing some good hockey. And, you know, if that leads to me having a spot with the Jets, then that's great. And development just kind of continues. And if that leads to me being back with the Moose, you know, it's kind of the same thing, just continue to develop and try and get better every day, because, you know, an opportunity could pop up at any point in the season, and like it has the last couple of years. So
well and does it make it a little bit easier knowing a lot of the guys and they're having that familiarity with the group? So if you need to go up, we don't necessarily see it, but when you guys are all here, there's obviously a lot of connectivity, right? Whether it's with the Moose or the younger players, I would imagine, on the Jets. So does that make it easier, especially since you're all in the same city, that you can, you know, these guys, you know, Cole Perfetti, all, like a variety of guys who are all going to either be with the Jets or be with the Moose, but you all know each other. So it makes it a little bit easier to go into these training camps and be like, you're not a new guy, you're not a new face. And there's not a lack of familiarity with either some of the coaches. Obviously this year it'll be a little different for the Jets, but the coaches or the players.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big help. I mean, part of the adjustment is just getting settled in a locker room. And when you have guys that you've spent the last 2 years with, and, you know, guys that are so welcoming, like the guys that I have spent the last 2 years with, it makes it a lot easier, and kind of that adjustment period is a little shorter, and you can kind of settle in and find your game a little quicker. But, yeah, I think that's a big help and something that makes that adjustment just a little bit easier.
Jeff, it's not just hockey players who are looking for that opportunity, that next opportunity to make it to the NHL. Sometimes it's assistant coaches. And you had an assistant coach in Manitoba with Marty Johnston, who's getting the jump up to the NHL level, signing a deal with the Winnipeg Jets. So, you know, what can you say? We had Marty on our show a few weeks back, but what can you say about Marty to folks who maybe aren't as familiar with him as to what kind of coach he is and what he brings to an organization?
Yeah, I mean, Marty's work ethic is crazy, and his investment in players is crazy. Like I always felt there was a genuine investment in me as a player, and Marty was regularly going out of his way to make sure that we were, you know, seizing every opportunity to get better. And he's a guy that his attention to detail he puts such an effort into his attention to detail, and he really cares about, you know, making sure that there's adequate video for everybody, making sure that guys have the opportunity to either go on early or stay on late. And he's somebody that's been a major, you know, played a major role in my development, and somebody who definitely deserves this opportunity.
All right, Jeff. Well, we're in what they call the dog days of summer. So what's up for you for the rest of the summer, and when are you going to be back in Winnipeg?
I'm thinking come back to Winnipeg early September, have a couple weeks to get settled, get some workouts and some skates in with some of the guys, and catch up with everyone before camp. And then, you know, these last couple of weeks, it's just probably just going to be hanging out with family, like enjoying the last month of Ontario weather. Probably go up to the cottage a couple of times, and you know, really ramp things up in the gym and on the ice, and just enjoy this last month of the off season. And then, you know, obviously I'm pretty excited to get back and get things rolling with camp. So it'll be won't be a hard transition, I don't think, but you know, one that I'm excited for.
Well, you're missing it's about 30 degrees here in Winnipeg. So we do, that's one of the things that unfortunately sometimes you guys miss when you're only here during the winter, is that you do miss, right? We do have phenomenal summers here in the Manitoba. Yeah. So, but I know where you are in Ontario, you're having a good one as well. Anyways, Jeff, we appreciate you spending the time here and providing our listeners and our viewers an opportunity to hear from you. And congratulations again on signing your new 2-year deal. And we'll talk to you when you get back to Manitoba.
Awesome. Good stuff. Thanks, Dave. Enjoy the rest of your summer.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. You too.
Thanks for listening to this broadcast from Illegal Curve Hockey. For more great Illegal Curve content, subscribe to the Illegal Curve YouTube channel, follow at Illegal Curve on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and visit your online home for hockey in Winnipeg, illegalcurve.com.